Fat America. Americans have become a joke. I don't mean our values or our international leadership or our way of life, all of which make us the envy of the world. I mean us. I mean ourselves. If we all step up to the mirror and ask ourselves honestly what we see, the painful answer will be too much, way too much. We have become a nation of porkers. We are a country of fatsos. It is a national embarrassment. Just take a look around at the local shopping mall and count the people who take 20 minutes to walk up a normal flight of stairs. Or count how many people look round enough that if they ever wedged themselves into a coach seat on a normal airline, it would take a work crew of 8 to dismantle the seat if they were ever going to get out. We have been reading and hearing reports in the media on the American plague of obesity for years, but the problem just keeps getting worse. It is unbelievable. Back in 1960, only 13% of Americans were obese, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The number had almost doubled by 1990, when fully 23% of Americans were classified as obese. But the most recent numbers are truly mind-boggling. In 2000, 31% of American adults were obese. If that trend has continued at the same rate, and it's a safe bet it has, then by last year, more than one-third of all American adults were obese. Like most problems in this country, the fat epidemic has been discussed to death. We have all heard about how much more fast food Americans eat than they did even a generation ago. To put it in statistical terms, Americans in 1996 spent 40% of their food budget on meals they ate outside of the home, compared to only 25% in 1970. We have heard over and over again that larger serving sizes are another culprit, though this trend is even more